Welcome, everybody. Time for another episode of Asher Sales Sense. Brought to you by Asher Strategies, the only global sales training company that integrates leading sales methodologies and the latest neuroscience studies into a simple and repeatable 10-step process.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is our announcer for Asher Sales Sense. Our guest today is John Carter, a founder of the Potomac Digital Group, and the title of our show is Commercial Video, How Your Story Makes Money. During the program, we'll discuss how John helps people and their organizations employ visual narratives, videos, to quickly create profitable engagement. Welcome, John.
Hey, John. Hey, everybody.
Glad you joined us, John. You know, you keep reading about how video's taken over the world. I've read recently that salespeople pretty soon will only be listening to podcasts like this or watching video. They won't be reading much on the internet anymore.
That's so true. And you make me think of how I personally consume my information on a daily basis. I've noticed when I'm checking out the news first thing in the morning on my phone early, I'll go to just a few quick videos to update myself. Maybe a year or so ago, I was gravitating more towards reading my news. And now, like everybody else, I'm using video more and more.
Exactly. So how'd you get started in this video business, John?
So often you start off doing one thing and you find another calling or career in life. And I was on my way to be a marine biologist. National Geographic was doing a TV show at the lab I worked at, with Marine Mammal Lab. I was in charge of a couple of actually dolphins that we were working with, the husbandry kind of thing. I got that firsthand filmmaking experience where they were shooting the show. And I just thought, gosh, this is what I want to do. So I left the program and the American story, got in my Nissan pickup truck. This is 1990, and drove across country with everything I owned in the little truck and started working on non-union feature films, music videos. Back then, you know, music videos had big budgets and that MTV was really rolling. So there were a lot of opportunities in independent film, music videos to get experience. And so within just a year or so, I'd gotten a tremendous amount of experience working hands-on in film and just launched my career in Los Angeles, getting into, you know, bigger and bigger projects.
So you're a Hollywood boy.
Yeah, you know, and I guess what's important, what gets us into how you tell story visually or with film, with video, how did I get into advertising? And that's just another form of storytelling. I was invited to join up with the first national point of purchase network in America, really. I helped develop an advertising loop, information and advertising loop for business travelers in 12 of the largest commercial airports. And we installed these LaserDisc players, and we had a monthly program of ads, information for the business traveler in the airports. And at one time, I think we had well over 100 stores covered across the country for WH Smith. I was in charge of programming. I wrote the scripts. We produced the ads. The ads were pre-produced. And we had everybody from Nestle to the book publishers, magazine, Condé Nast, Samsonite luggage, you know, Kodak cameras. Remember the old paper box cameras, the cardboard cameras used to sell. And we were doing hundreds of ads a year produced in-house with a small production company. And I think that was, for me, a pivotal moment in that, you know, I had to find a way to make these products interesting every month. And it starts on paper with your script, with your concept.
What I've learned over many years is that the skills needed for great leaders and the skills needed for great salespeople has a huge overlap between the two. And one example, of course, one example is rapport building, another is being a great listener. But another is both of them are great storytellers. And
yeah,
everybody's kind of heard that. The great salespeople are the great storytellers, and no better way to tell a story than a video.
Yeah, yeah. John, you do this with your keynote speeches really well, and you've been an inspiration for me in terms of, you know, what does it take to tell a great story? And whether you're doing that maybe over a course of 3 hours with, say, a Vistage presentation, or you're up on a stage, you know, every story has a beginning, middle, and end. And that can be a 7-second Geico pre-roll commercial on YouTube. It can be a Super Bowl ad. It can be a feature film. But there is a hero, a villain, challenge, and an outcome. And that's our job as storytellers and as leaders. And I tell, and people ask, what should we be doing with video as a company? I said, everyone in this organization needs to learn how to tell your story really well and be telling it daily.
Good. So repeat those four things again. I like that. So a hero, a villain, right?
It goes back to, and I'll use the analogy of Star Wars. Star Wars is the story of a young man, a boy in search of his identity. And he comes to find out that his father is someone he never realized. His father's Darth Vader, right? So Luke Skywalker is on this journey to discover who he is and what his purpose in life is. And so you have an unlikely hero in Luke who saves the day at the end and kills the Death Star. But along the way, he has to fight the Empire and realize that he has to fight the most horrible situation. He fight his own father. And so when we look at products and services, what are we doing downstream? What are we showing? Because video is show, it's visual. What are we doing for these relationships, these buyers, these people that we want in our lives? What are we doing for them downstream? And the story needs to vividly show that. How is my life going to improve? How are you going to keep me out of jeopardy? You know, that's what products do, right? A luxury product makes me feel better. Perhaps an insurance product saves my house or my car. But let's tell that story and tell it well and tell it visually so that I can think about how my life might be better if I buy this product.
And so how do you know when you really got something that works?
Well, I love that question. And boy, have I fallen on my ass more than once in trying to write a script. And over the years, I've developed a pretty good template. We try to make sure that the script does five things. And so backing up a little bit, with technology, a good, talented, visually thinking college graduate can pull some inexpensive equipment out of the bag and make some compelling imagery, something that looks good. But what we say that, you know, paying us for our script writing ability, paper is cheap, get it down on paper first. And so what we do is we have a multi-step process, and that sounds kind of complex, but it's fairly simple. And we say, look, if it's all about the script, then how do we get there? First, what's the DNA of your company? And this is where leaders constantly get frustrated, founders and leaders of organizations, because they're constantly educating their buyers. And how often have we all had to correct someone who we're talking about doing business with them, and they don't really understand the DNA of our company, what we actually do, what our real value is. So first I ask, what's the DNA of the company? And then I ask the following question. I say, okay, we're going to tell this visual story. We're going to tell it quickly and efficiently. If more of your buyers, your customers, and your key partners, if more of them knew X, if they only knew X, fill in the blank, then they would buy from you now, in the near future, or refer you to a buyer. If they only knew, and what is that, fill in that blank, that key piece really drives everything we're able to do. Because so often, if you look at someone's website, maybe their print materials, or hear them talk about their company, they're not really getting to the DNA of the company. And without that clear answer, then you're not attracting the right kind of relationship, the right kind of buyer. And if you're not, then the company has less meaning. We're always sort of bending our wheels to some degree. We're attracting the wrong people. So the story must do five things to attract the right people. And in video, it's so often, so much of it is B2B or it's over the web. It's not as much of a traditional television commercial anymore, 30-second spot on TV, is that we're narrow casting, right? So broadcast TV, we put something out broadly, hope we might catch, you know, 3% of the people out there. But now we're in the business of narrow casting. So our stories are going to be tailored visually to a specific type of audience, narrow casting. Right. So with the script, we want to do five things. First, we got to grab the viewer's attention. And what I do is I go into it from a visual perspective, and we talk about how we're showing what we are, who we are visually. And John, as you know, we are so good with neuroscience. Our visual processing ability is just thousands of times faster than what we might hear or read. We can read at 200 words per minute, can actually process 30 frames, 30 images in 1 second. That's a video frame rate. So just in the terms of neuroscience, if we're putting the right imagery out there, just in seconds, someone is making that determination if they trust the image. And if they want to stop doing something else and pay attention to this ad. So we grab the viewer's attention. Number two, we're going to educate the viewer. What's the advantage? What's this going to save me? Right? What is this product going to do to make my life better? If it's a $50,000 decision, it's a $5 decision, how am I going to be somehow safer, better as a result of the product? You got to educate them really fast. Then we want to build trust. Trust is interesting. Trust, again, is built visually. If I'm selling a product for real estate agents, then I better have someone selling to me that looks like a real estate agent, dressed like a real estate agent, is the right age. So what they're wearing, how they sound, what their language and terminology is, what the music I'm hearing, all of those cues are helping me make a decision sometimes in seconds of whether I trust this ad and thus this product. Then we want to build emotion. We're telling stories. I try to say to people, look, don't be a salesperson. Don't sell anything. Tell great stories. It kind of takes the pressure off, right? So yep. We want to build emotion. Emotion causes action. And then finally, and this is where so many of us can let down, at the end of the video, what are you doing to help guide someone to make a decision or to tell someone else about your product or service? How often have you recommended something to someone else but never bought it yourself? So make it easy to buy. So the script needs to do 5 things. Grab the viewer's attention, educate the viewer, build trust, build emotion, make it easy to buy. If we've done that on paper, then we got a good chance of being able to execute with visual technology, which is a video.
John, excuse me. It's time to take a quick commercial break.
200 correlation studies show that natural aptitude is the most significant factor in predicting sales success. That's right. Asher's Advanced Personality Questionnaire, the APQ, consistently identifies peak performers in outside sales, inside sales, sales management, customer support, and 17 other business positions. If all that sounds appealing and you want to learn more, you can go to AsherStrategies.com today to learn more or call 866-833-9941. That's Asher Strategies at 866-833-9941.
Well, John, very interesting about those 5 things you must do. It makes a lot of sense. So for a typical business with that story that they need to tell, would it be about a minute or a minute or two, or how long should it be about?
Great question. There's a lot of data out there that shows how viewership, even if it's a relevant product, something, in other words, and when I say relevant, it's a really important word. You know, is it, do I want to buy today? Can I afford to buy? Do I understand what I'm buying, et cetera? Like, so it's, this is a hot lead. This is somebody that's interested. You definitely don't want to go over 2 minutes. If it's well done, right around a minute, 10, 15 seconds. It seems like if you're doing a good job, it takes about, for some reason, a lot of our stuff comes out around a minute, 15 seconds. We keep coming back to about that time frame. So yeah, you don't want to go over 2 minutes unless the primary objective is to educate the viewer, which can be in the form of an explainer video, which a lot of times if you're trying to educate, we say, look, let's do that in a second video or video series. We're just trying to attract someone to make them understand what we have, then just call it a minute.
Yeah, I think you've done, must be 75 videos for us. And most of them are under 2 minutes. But then the explainer videos are always, you're right, about 5 minutes. Because people are now interested and they want to get into a little bit more of the in-depth into what we're really talking about.
I think there's something that, I don't know if I touched on or not, but and this is something we've talked about before, is, and it's helped me a lot with clients, go at it with 2 types of videos and make that decision first, the format of the video is either an explainer video, which clearly states the problem and the solution, still visually, and that's good a lot of times for a more complex project, a product, something that's maybe software or a little harder to understand, or it's a new product, a product launch, where education is a big piece of that. So that's an explainer video or a concept video. And a concept video is what we've so often seen, right? It uses humor or drama. It's just a basic story, but it has a concept to it. So I try to say, look, let's take a fork in the road there. Let's do an explainer video and go down that, or let's do a concept video. Don't try to mix the two.
Yeah, that's right. So we have both, and both are great. I think I've told you this before, but one of the first videos you made for us, we had within about 3 days, a 22 times ROI. In other words,
that's just,
the business we got from that video was 22 times what we paid you to make the video. That's pretty damn good.
And there's a lesson there, John. It's collaboration. You took a chance to do that video. We used humor. And what if it would have been really bad, or it just wouldn't have worked, or misrepresented the product? And that's when, you know, that's when clients need to understand, hey, you know, work with a senior producer, writer, someone that understands concept and writing and can write to budget. And I think for you, there's a great lesson there that, hey, we took a chance and we attracted some of the right kind of buyers. Other people probably looked at it and, you know, I don't really get this. Well, maybe they're not right for us.
John, excuse me, it's Dave again. It's time for the wrap up.
All right, good. So, John, what are some of the larger customers you've worked with? And, you know, what are some of the key metrics you helped them achieve?
Coke, AT&T, Condé Nast, mentioned the W.H. Smith network. That was great in that I'd really never seen much advertising in airports at the time. You know, we got 12 to 16% increase in growth, you know, throughout the course of that initiative, and which was a success story. Miller Lite, we do in D.C. We also do work with like health and human services, defense contract associations, and made feature films. We're just releasing a new film now called American Exploitation, a documentary, another movie. What I try to preach to folks is there's two pieces here. One is you can have a great message, a great video. The other is exactly what you're talking about. How are we going to distribute the message? What kind of analytics are we going to look at? Are we going to look at analytics? And just knowing open rates, knowing that maybe sometimes somebody watched your video 3-4 times. The technology exists out there and it's not expensive, so that you can see what people are doing with the media. Are they forwarding? Are they watching multiple times? And just knowing that, you have engagement and it's time to reach out. So
if a new customer is just getting into videos and they ask you a question like, all right, how do I get started? Do I make tell my story video? Do I make an explainer video? You know, what's the right way to start?
I go back to our step process, and this is what we do in our discovery calls with new clients. What is the DNA of the company, truly? Then if more of the right kind of market, the market you're focused on now, your primary market, only knew X, fill in the blank, they would buy from you now or engage in buying behavior. So we want, and it can take a while to really get that answer down. But once you have it, you're light years ahead.
Got it, John. So how can people get a hold of you, John?
We're at PotomacDigitalGroup.com. Get on the website and reach out to us. I'm on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with folks on LinkedIn. And I love coffee. Give me a call. Let's let's go have coffee.
So you're buying, John?
Yeah, I'm buying. What's
all right. Well, it's great to have you on the show, John.
Love it, John. I love my Asher strategies.
Thank you.
All right, Paul, over to you.
That's going to wrap it up for another edition of Asher Sales Sense, right here in the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.